Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the New York Giants, Johnny Antonelli. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Gross. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Don Gross. And now, play ball. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell takes first base on ball four. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spencer moves to third. Virgil moves to second. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Spencer scores. Virgil scores. It's 4-0, Giants. Raul Sanchez now pitching. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli bunts towards the mound. Sanchez fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bell. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. It's 5-0, Giants. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, O'Connell hits a pop-up towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mays is walked intentionally. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer strikes out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Virgil hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0-for-0 in the game. Antonelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 6-0, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Antonelli moves to second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, O'Connell hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Wysenant pinch hits for Raul Sanchez. Pete Wysenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wysenant is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Hoke reaches second base with a double. McMillan scores. Temple moves to third. It's 6-1, Giants. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post strikes out. 2 outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Burgess moves to second. It's 6-2, Giants. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess fires to first and picks off Spencer. 1 out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Antonelli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Antonelli for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Giants. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-2 in the game. Crow takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crow moves to second. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to second for the out. Crow moves to third. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Virgil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Hirsch Freeman. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Antonelli strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Nuxhall covering, for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell is hit by the pitch. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-4 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-4 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke juggles the ball. That's an error on Hoke. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Virgil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-3 in the game. Post strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McMillan strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bailey pinch hits for Joe Nuxhall. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 7, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.